Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Sure.
Oh, thank you, sir. My first question to you would be, sir, is does anybody in the home work for a household reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in a political campaign?
No.
Okay, sir, moving on quickly. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Florida state legislator, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th, sir? Would you say you are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, not very likely to vote?
Most definitely.
Okay, sir. Moving on. And with which political party are you registered? Would you say Republican, Democrat?
Republican.
All right. And moving on, sir, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Graduated high school.
Great. Moving on, sir, what would you say is your main racial background?
White.
All right, sir. And would you say your age is 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Great, sir. And we would like to know as well, sir, generally speaking, would you say things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
Way off.
All right, wrong track. No problem. And when voters go to the polls, sir, to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You just are going to be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. I just want you to tell me how you would vote on it. For example, the first one says, sir, the proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive. Oh, no.